This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We're giving out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057, the fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Inconsiderate, disgusting people. As I guess you know, if you listen, I've been broadcasting remotely for the last month and a half. Because I had a little cancer scare, so I had to go surgery, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to return, and I needed my car down there, so I couldn't. Because I had to drive to Tampa frequently to see my surgeon and the wound place and all that stuff from Sarasota. Anyway, that's my problem. I went to book the auto train to come back because that's how I came down. And it was sold out because of all the people going back up north. So I had to drive. It's a long, it's 1,000 miles. So I get on the road. I'm driving. I want to go. I want to do like 8 hours a day and do it in 2 days. Mm-hmm. I get from, you know, southwest, central west Florida, whatever, to Georgia. And my goal was to get to South Carolina. I don't. I get to Brunswick, Georgia, and it is pouring and lightning. And you can't see. The sky's black. The rain's heavy. Lightning everywhere. I'm like, oh, forget it. I'm exhausted. I pull off. There's a Comfort Inn right off the highway. I get a room. Very cheap. I'm excited. I'm like, all right, I'll just sleep here and get up and do it early. I'll start to get on the road at 6 in the morning. I get to the room. I was prepared, as always. I had a bottle in my bag. I'm going to make myself a cocktail. There was no bar in the Comfort Inn, so I made my own drink. I was going to watch TV and have a cocktail. So I go to get some ice. I go to get the ice bucket, and I open it, and I'm like, oh! Somebody threw an old chicken wing in the ice bucket. At first, I thought somebody took a dump in an ice bucket because I was like, whoa, who would do such a thing? Who poops in an ice bucket? But it's like,
really?
Really. And I realized it's chicken. Again, who throws chicken in an ice bucket? So, of course, I threw it out, washed it out, and I got my ice. However, my point is, if you sit down and think about it, they could have thrown it in the trash. They could have left it for the housekeeping people. No. They thought it was funny, and they throw it in an ice bucket. Like, who does such a thing? Why would you do that? Like, what is wrong with people? Seriously, like, what is wrong with you? It's disgusting. But anyway, whoever you are, yeah, I hope that those chicken wings gave you diarrhea for 3 days. So, there you go.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets you a shovel?
I guess I'll give it to me. So, you talked about Ed and I being off on Friday, and so I had a sleep study that was done. Mm-hmm. Where they knocked me out. Monitor me and see what's going on. And I found out that I have to have something called a UPPP.
Yeah.
Which is uvulopalatopharyngoplasty, or however the hell you say it, which means, and anytime you hear these words, it just sounds awful. They're going to shave down my throat.
Yeah.
My throat closes from side to side when I sleep, and that's why I haven't slept more than 3 hours and consecutively, and I don't know, about 7 months
and
now.
And CPAP won't work for you?
CPAP's not. Maybe it works.
Or you can't tolerate the mask.
I can't. I rip it off in the middle of the night because, again, you know it. I have the nose one, and if you don't breathe right during it, the oxygen just cuts off, and you start choking. So
that's not why it's making you choke.
Is not?
All the space your ears take up.
Oh, that's what makes me choke?
Up in there.
But
if they shave your throat, the good news for you is you no longer have a gag reflex. I mean,
I never had one to begin with. What are you talking about? Here's the best part of it. And why I'm giving myself the shovel, my doctor looked at me and he goes, I think you absolutely should have this done. You're going to hate me for 2 to 3 weeks.
You will.
Because it's the most miserable recovery. You will have the worst sore throat you've ever had in your entire life for about 2 weeks.
And you said, sign me up. That makes it sound great, doesn't it?
I just want to sleep, man. If you haven't been able to sleep and you're going through it, like I feel delirious most days that I'm not sleeping. I get no REM.
It's hard to describe to people.
The one thing I do want to throw into this, Rob, is so at the hospital when I come out of anesthesia, person walks by me and starts talking to me. He's like, oh, you're on the radio. My son calls into that station. Kai's dad.
It was Kai's dad?
Worked at the hospital, and we were talking, going back and forth. He was sending Kai messages. Man, your son's a piece of work. Said, text him that the Bulls don't school on Thursday nights. I don't know if he knows that or not. But he was so cool. We were talking boxing, kind of killed the time while I was waiting on, you know, being able to get out of there. Yeah. But great guy.
My shovel goes to Major League Baseball umpires. And this is not even me saying that the Orioles were cheated yesterday because they were bad on both sides. When you're consistently calling a strike for a couple of innings in one spot, and then that strike zone moves and there's no longer a strike, and I say, you just called it a strike for 2 innings, and now all of a sudden this inning is not? And it was going both ways. This wasn't a bad for the Orioles thing, because there were times that Orioles pitchers threw one 3 inches off the plate inside or on the outside. And to me, yesterday's umpire seemed like he had a weakness on the outside. There's a right-handed hitter. It was near the left-handed batter's box. He was off. He didn't know whether it was a strike or not. We threw one as a right-handed hitter, threw it to the left-handed batter's box side of the plate, and he called it a strike. It was 2 inches off the plate. I think it was when Sir Anthony Dominguez was in. It was 2 inches off the plate. The one to Gunnar Henderson was ridiculous. Again, disadvantage for both teams. I'm not crying for the Orioles here. But at some point, you got to get it right.
There was an umpire over the weekend, or maybe it was on, I guess Friday includes.
Did you say umpire?
Umpire.
Okay.
There was an umpire that had the worst graded game, I think, in the history of the sport. He missed like 17% of his calls on balls and strikes.
That's a lot of calls.
Yeah, they said he was off, and you can follow him. There's an umpire auditor on social media, on X, Twitter, whatever, and they give you the grades of them. I told you C.B. Buckner. Horrible. He called out Ellie De La Cruz on a pitch that was about 3 inches below the plate, to which Gavin Lux is in the dugout. And you can read his lips. It's like, what do you MFing do? Like, what are you looking at? It's unbelievable it's that bad.
Let's go to Laurel. Let Terrence give his shovel. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, how's it going? My shovel goes out to the lady who drove past the police and the barrier through the Main Street Festival.
Oh.
Awful. She had to go to work. I don't know, but they put up signs every year, and, you know, they know, people know in advance. I don't know why she did it. Have a good day.
You too.
Unbelievable.
Wayne in Baltimore. What's up, Wayne? What's your shovel?
You guys in the sports announcing industry, it's a trend that I think is just terrible. You guys have a tendency of giving individuals credit for a team accomplishment.
Give me an example. Give me an example, Wayne.
All right, let me give you an example. Kansas City plays Buffalo. First thing y'all say, whoever wins, Mahomes beat who's the quarterback for Buffalo?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
I don't know why you're saying you guys, because I'm in the same boat with you. I don't think individual players get wins in team sports.
And maybe you're right, but let me ask you this: how many Super Bowls did Kansas City win before Patrick Mahomes? Same coach. I mean, they went before him.
I'm going to ask you the same question.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you a different question. How many titles did Mahomes have?
You're right. But some of those guys played on that team before Mahomes was there. How many did they win before him? The Ravens were 4-5 the year Lamar Jackson took over. What'd they do since then? I'm saying players make a difference. If they didn't, then you wouldn't have his draft. You just go pick players up. Players make a difference. Whether you want to say it or not, players make a difference. I'm not saying they win it on their own, but players make a difference.
No, but this is so like, I agree with the caller and the fact that when they start giving wins by, but this is what's been going on for years, and you're not changing it.
Players make a difference.
Yeah, well, there's no question, but he's not wrong that Pat Mahomes doesn't do anything on defense whatsoever, and that's half the battle.
And, but yet you have defenders saying that I'll sign up there because I want to play with Pat Mahomes. Players make a difference. Ryan Ripken joins us at 7:45, but on the other side, NBA playoffs. Listen, I want you all to stop it with the MVP thing. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but you need to stop it on it. This dude, we're going to talk about it up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Once upon a time, I thought Michael Jordan could have won the MVP award every year, and it would have been justified. Then LeBron James could have won the MVP every year, Ed, and it would have been justified. Now that Joker out in Denver.
He is Joker.
He could win it every year, and it'd be justified. Dude, he is, I love watching him play. Yesterday, he had 27 points, 13 rebounds, and a loss. It's funny how all of a sudden they start playing defense, 92-87. 92-87.
Postseason, they can. So you're saying they can do it?
They can do it.
They can do it if they want
choose not to.
Yeah.
More reason why I don't watch them, because you're basically just toying with me.
Yeah.
I don't like
you're
that.
You're messing with me.
Yeah. Jeremy, Nikola could win the MVP every year, and I'm okay with it.
Can I tell you about a little statistic called PER? It's player efficiency rating.
Uh-huh.
Nikola Jokic, year after year, has a higher player efficiency rating than LeBron's highest rating, Michael Jordan's highest. Like, he is off the charts.
How did he come up with that?
So it's basically what you're contributing to your team. Your plus minus goes into it. And again, analytically speaking.
So it's like everything? Is it rebounds,
yes,
points?
It's everything. Defense. The impact that you have on a game. So, and I don't know how they measure it. Again, there's some algorithm here that they put together that spits it out. But again, he's even reached.
Gotta take a drink.
He reached a score of 32-85, and in this scoring system, that's the highest in NBA history. Meaning, you could make a case that statistically, outside of Wilt's anomaly of a season, that he has the highest.
What's his number?
They said 32.85.
Wow. Elite is above 25. 15 is average. How they calculate is points, assists, rebounds, steals, and blocks. And you subtract with negatives like turnovers, missed shots, and fouls.
So if you want to compare him to SGA this year,
mm-hmm.
he's higher than in I think every statistical category except points. He's a center, guys. He has more assists than SGA as a guard does. Yeah. He has more rebounds. He has more steals and block. Like, it's pretty incredible. Yeah. And I don't think he's a great defender, but he tries. He gets blocks and steals, so people like to attribute that with being a great defender. I don't think he is. But, man, I was saying to you, it gets really hard when you start considering who's your top 10 players of all time and how do you look at guys in today's game and do any of them enter the top 10 outside of LeBron?
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's had LeBron one or two or in their top five. Some people hate him and don't. But, like, when you look at the players of today, like, he is making a case that he's been as dominant or more dominant
as anybody.
Than every player in league history except for Will.
As anybody. And listen, I love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I love him. He's a great basketball player. But you take Jokic off that team, and they're not winning 50 games this year. You take Shai off the Thunder's team, they'll win 50. I think they win 50. They won 68 with him, all right?
But, yeah. But here's the thing with that is, like, I'm not even one of those guys, like, take this guy off the team, take that guy off the team, because you can look at those things. There's five players on the floor.
Yeah.
You look at the impact that he has. It's greater than everyone else's. And if you look at any of these charts, like, I was trying to find one here. I think I sent one to you guys years ago or last year. Jokic, analytically speaking, when you look at these charts and they grade you, he's up in the top. It's kind of like Lamar in football. Remember how Lamar's all the way in the top right? And you're like, what does that mean? It means it's really effing good. And all these guys are
looking at everybody else, and that tells you. You don't have to know what that chart means. Just look. He's there. Okay, so he's that much better than everybody else.
You look at that chart, and you start looking in all these little dots. You're like, where is he? Who is? Oh, is that? Is he up in the right-hand corner by himself? Yes, because he's that effing good.
Having said that, that series is tied at 2. Great series. Probably the best series right now. What's a horrible series right now? The Cavaliers, they are who I thought they were. You and I had a conversation before this series began. I told you.
Well, they've been banged up.
The Cavaliers and the Rockets were the two teams that going into the playoffs.
They were missing 3 starters, though. Like, I can't knock them for this. The Pacers are playing out of their mind. And there were a couple things that happened last night. The worst ejection that I've ever seen on Benny Mathurin. In the first, and then on top of it, you get down in the stretch, and you had the late flop from Halliburton on Strus, where he's talking trash to him. He goes to put his hands on him, and then he falls, and the ref's there and sees him fall and just blows the whistle and points the other way, and you're like, what the hell is that? What's up?
What did Donovan Mitchell trip on to hurt his ankle?
What did he trip on? His own feet?
He was warming up at halftime, and he just said, calf strain now, because yesterday morning they said ankle.
Didn't he have one
calf strain earlier this series?
Yeah,
I know, but yesterday they specified ankle injury. That's why I asked. They said they're waiting for MRI. So if that's the case, that's fine. I would respect a calf strain better than what they were reporting watching the game, an ankle injury, because they showed him warming up at halftime and he just grabbed his ankle. I'm like, what did he just do? And there are people on Twitter speculating that he's faked it because it was a big lead.
Right.
I didn't speculate that. I don't think Donovan Mitchell is that guy.
No.
I just don't.
No.
He's too much of a competitor. But it just looked like, whoa, what did he just do? He might be, if it's his calf and his Achilles or whatever, he might be out for the series. But then again, the series may be one more game.
So here's the good news if you're a Cavs fan, is that you're going to get 2 of the next 3 games at home. You can beat this Pacers team 3 games in a row. You just have to look at it. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Not without Mitchell.
I think they can without Mitchell. If the rest of the team's healthy. Like, Mobley missed a game in this series, and he's been banged up. Darius Garland's missed time. And, you know, you've had so many injuries to this team. It's like, all right, well, what the hell are they going to do? DeAndre Hunter's the other guy. Such an important part of their team. A defense, another 3-and-D guy, you know? So, yeah, man, you're right that the Nuggets series has been the best.
It's the best.
We'll see if Boston makes this Knicks series interesting by stealing the games on the road. But some of the other ones, I think the Minnesota series is going to end up being a stinker because of Steph's injury.
They did not set themselves up well, the Boston Celtics. Ryan Ripken joins us at 7:45. But on the other side, the Cowboys called the Baltimore Ravens for an acquisition. We'll tell you what and who up next on The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show. sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale. Get 60% off and a free entry door with a house of windows. Plus, pay nothing till 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Reports are the Dallas Cowboys called the Baltimore Ravens about a trade for Rashad Bateman. I'm not surprised by this at all. Rashad Bateman has shown the ability to be a really good football player. And an offense that we call run-first offense, they run a lot, but they throw the ball a lot too. Bateman last year, 72 targets, 45 receptions, 759 yards. He averaged just under 17 yards a catch for 9 touchdowns. Going into last year, Ed, he had 4 career touchdowns. He caught 9 last year. By far his best year. If they didn't have that kind of season, if he didn't have that kind of season, you think Bateman would be headed to Dallas?
If he didn't have what kind of season? The last
45
one?
Catches?
Yeah, no, of course not. I mean, I think he's finally quieted critics. So many people thought he was a bust, kind of like just, oh, yeah. How many calls were you last season? Like, oh, yeah, get rid of Bateman. I don't think you want to get rid of Bateman now.
No. So his rookie year, he had 68 targets, Jeremy, and he hadn't eclipsed that until last year. He didn't have a lot of targets.
Yeah, the thing I would say is, like, people have called Bateman a bust, not because of talent, because of injuries, at least in my opinion. Maybe some people thought it was talent, but you could clearly see, especially when he had that fastest touchdown that the Ravens had his rookie year, when he had that, he got that slant and just hit the seam, and he was gone.
That's his only touchdown that year, yeah.
So I'd have, but again, like hearing these trades, like I would have no problem moving him because I feel like I don't want to say you're selling high, but I think you're selling at the right time and you had a desperate team in Dallas that was willing to pay more than they probably should have.
Are you surprised with Dallas?
Well, look, they went and got what they wanted. I was surprised. I think they gave up a little bit much. There was some pick swaps in there, which I think makes it a little bit better. But Pickens definitely had some shots for Pittsburgh on the way out.
They would have been, I think the locker room, the team, the atmosphere would have been better off with Bateman for the Cowboys than we're getting Pickens. However, I love the fact that Eric DaCosta said, no, I'm not moving this. This is where we are. Ravens are in a position right now where the future is important. It's always important in the NFL.
But they're set up good. They got a young team.
They got to win now, though. And I think he helps you win now more than the replacement you would have had available for him. I think he helps you win more now.
I think when you're looking at, and again, there's probably a nice mix of vets and younger players, but I think of your core, the young guys that you have are pretty good right now in the positions. I mean, you're older at running back, which that's fine because of who he is. You're older. You're getting older in the defensive line. You're going to have to find some things. Some of your pass rushers older. They're going to kick the tires, apparently, or that's the rumors on Jadeveon Clowney again. We'll see how that goes if it comes to anything. But, like, the whole point of it is when you're looking at these teams, the Ravens have to look at themselves and go, we're in win now mode.
Yeah.
If we trade a player that's going to help us win now, does that really make it better for us in, you know?
And that's why I think it was best to hold on to Bateman because I don't, the way it's lined up right now, you know what you've got. You've got something special. This thing could pop.
But I don't want to be the people that, like, for example, let's take Ryan Mountcastle.
Are you picking hair off of your microphone?
Yeah, I don't know if it was one of my pubes or somebody else's. It was curly. I think it fell out of my mouth. Hold on. No, sorry. The point of this is with Bateman, like, he has been injury prone, and we can't do this thing. I brought up Mountcastle for an example. Everybody's like, yeah, you can't trade him. He's hitting well. And then all of a sudden he sucks, and he goes through one of those streaks. He's like, oh, we got to trade Mountcastle. That's a tough sell. I mean, you want to sell ketchup to a guy in a white suit? Is that what you're – it's just not happening. So sometimes you have to look at it and go, this is the right time to sell because we're going to get more for it. But again, going back to where this team is, I don't want to move him because I think he's an integral part of this offense.
Okay, in Bateman's defense, Ed, he's played 4 years in the National Football League.
Yeah.
His last 2 years, he's only missed one game. He came into the draft with some injuries. But his last 2 years, he's only missed one game, which tells me that whatever plagued him, whatever it was, maybe it was training, maybe it was taking it seriously, I don't know, but he's only missed one game in the last 2 years. That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's great for the NFL. I just think people were criticizing him unfairly.
Me too.
I mean, it's just funny. I feel like I'm repeating myself. Like, so quick to criticize. Like, you expect these guys to jump in immediately and, you know, be Paul Warfield on the field. It's, you know, six games in the NFL. Like, don't happen.
Let's go out to Dundalk and get Johnny. Good morning to you, Johnny.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Ed, man, so glad to have you back in B-More, babe.
Thank you, man.
Do you think, Rob and Jeremy, do you think if Zay was 100% always going to be healthy, not prone to get dinged up for a game or two, do you think the Ravens might have pulled that trigger on Bateman?
To say it again, to what, trade him, you mean? Or like,
yeah, if they knew that Zay was going to stay 100%, you know, he might get dinged up here and there, miss a game, miss a few games. Do you think they might have pulled the trigger? Well,
see, the problem is, with football, like, how many wide receivers are going to carry? 5 or 6, roughly?
Yeah.
Depending on how much they play special teams, do returns, all that stuff. Now, when you look at your wide receivers, they have, I think, for once in a long time, they have depth here. But you trade away Bateman, now you don't have depth anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's to the point, like, if Bateman gets hurt, you might feel okay or comfortable that somebody's going to step in for 3 to 4 weeks, or maybe the rest of the season. Maybe you make a move if it happens early. But that's the only thing that I would say is, like, if you sold now, I think you'd be selling relatively high on him. But you also have him at a mint. That's the other part of it, Rob. You've got him on the cheap because of that contract he signed, too.
So keep him.
Yeah.
Someone said to me when we talked about it, well, they got Tylan Wallace. Well, you know Tylan Wallace is good in the role that he's in right now. Why do we always want to move guys out of the role because they're successful in the current role? Let them be in that role. That's what he's successful at. He might not be good being Bateman. He might not.
I really like D-Hop being the 3, man.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I don't want to move him to 2.
I like at this point of his career. I think he can eat there, and he's going to have mismatch. He's still a great route runner and a good look, he's got phenomenal hands. It's just a matter of, like, what does he have left?
You better catch contested balls because I think the DB is going to be close to him.
Well, he can. He can go up and get it.
Let's go to Parkville and get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. Hey. Y'all got to think about it this way, too. Dallas, they wanted Pickens, bro. Like, you got to be bad for the Steelers to really want to trade you. Like, I don't know. Like, I like Pickens, but, like, you got to be doing something for them to be like, nah, you got to get out of here.
No doubt about it. That's why I said I think Bateman would have been better for the team. You can say who the better receiver is all you want. I'll take Bateman over Wallace. Pickens any day.
Yeah.
Just because I think he's just a better guy.
He's a legend in his own mind. He just thinks he's a lot better than he is. And he's vocal about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I think Bateman's one of those guys would go there. I mean, you don't hear. As long as you target Bateman, he's good.
I think Bateman will let you watch and see how good he is. George Pickens will tell you how good he is before he gets out there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Like,
what shots did he have for Pittsburgh? I didn't see those.
He was just talking about letting him go. I'll have to look up the exact quotes. But, it's just that.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's a scorned lover.
I hate that, man. It's just, I'm not that guy. Leave. You don't have anything to say.
Well, I mean, look, he went to a good situation playing alongside CeeDee Lamb. It's just, Lamb's going to get his the same way DK Metcalf's going to get his.
Okay, let's back up for a second. The same person, the person that thinks logically, that's a good situation. I don't think that's a good situation for George Pickens because he doesn't think logically. He's thinking, I'm just as good as CeeDee Lamb. Why is he getting 10 targets a year and I'm getting, a game?
You're not the number one, so you're not getting double teams. Like, he's going to be singled up, and as a deep threat, he's going to have opportunities. I don't know if Dak can get it to him, but we're going to find out this year.
Dak's going to be saying, man, why'd y'all bring this dude here? Yeah. Goodness, man, we got enough problems here in Dallas. Big D, 410-583-1057, that's the number. Mike Bordick joins us at 8:45. The World is Stupid with Jeremy Kahn. We get stupid with him at 8:15. Don't go anywhere. Always very interesting with the Kahn man. But on the other side, Ron Ripken joins us. The Baltimore Orioles coming off, winning 2 out of 3 at Anaheim. A day off and then back home for another 3-game series. Hear what Ron Ripken has to say about where the birds are up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You can hear him on the Ryan Ripken Show, also on Fridays here with Ripken with Ryan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Ryan Ripken. Good morning, Ryan.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. Happy Monday to you, too.
Did you pick Trampled Underfoot, or did we pick that for him? That's a great song.
Oh, you, Joe picked it. So.
And Ryan, we talked about this a little bit early on the show. Tomo, Eflin, Kramer, all pitching well up late, with Eflin returning yesterday. Five innings, giving up two runs, only two runs in the first inning. Do you now feel like the Orioles are starting to move towards a legit pitching rotation?
Well, you're definitely feeling better, and you can definitely see how it can round into form right now. Now it's going to be, can you consistently do that? You know, Dino has never been an April pitcher, so you trust that track record. But, you know, Tomo and Eflin, they look great, you know. You know, the bigger thing here is we're seeing when a starter can go deeper into a game, you feel like you got a shot.
Right.
You know, and you feel like you can try to scratch and claw something across. And even though the Orioles lost that last game that Dean pitched, and that one stings because Dean was excellent, right? But you're in it, you know, and you don't feel like you have to play from behind. And this is what the team's going to have to do. They're going to have to pick each other up here when the offense, you know, they're still trying to work through what they got to work through. Your starting rotation gets deeper into a game, though. It makes a difference. And last thing for Zach Eflin being back, you know, I know people don't like to make excuses for injuries. And look, no one cares when there's injuries. Zero. People are like, hey, you got to figure it out. The Orioles now have won three of the four starts that Zach Eflin has pitched. So him being back on the bump, that definitely is a huge boost of confidence for the squad.
So now that he's back, who goes? Got to make a little roster room.
I think there's one option there that people probably are looking at, right?
Charlie Morton.
Is that fair to say?
Well, Morton and Perez, I think, were two that they were talking about. Especially, well, I mean, like, the Perez thing might be something when Kittredge comes back, but he's not far either, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, so it is interesting of what decision. You know, part of me is thinking, well, if you're worried about starting rotation depth, then you know that then Charlie stays, right? Just because necessity, they don't have it. And I feel bad. We could talk about it with Charlie and that presser and you know, and really in that last start, it was really, he mentioned it was a sequence of three consecutive hitters, but actually the one he gave up a hit on to the eighth hitter in the game Charlie pitched in, I have no problem with. The 2-0 changeup to Clemens, the 9-0 hitter that got him to 3-0, I have a little bit more of a problem with that. But that's a whole different discussion. Depth is the biggest part. So if you need depth, Charlie stays. CNL Perez has a great arm, but that has continued to be inconsistent, you know, and at some point here, the Orioles are going to have to make a decision. The bullpen is not as much of a necessity as the starting rotation is for now.
I got to admit, I mean, I said something to Rob earlier in the season, when does Jackson Holliday move up in the lineup? And he's already done that. But it was kind of cool to see him bat leadoff on Saturday. I don't know if that's something that we might see more of in the future with Westberg being gone. Do we see him at the top of the lineup? And I know against lefties, with the guys you have up there, it's going to be tough to have him up at the top until we consistently see him. But what are you seeing with Jackson? Because it looks like he's turned a corner.
Yeah, I love the progression with Jackson. I love the fact that he got a taste of being up at the top of the order, because that's where he's going to end up being down the road. You know, whether that's this year, next year, you know, you're expecting him to be at that top of the lineup. What I love with Jackson, though, as a hitter, he's simplifying it. He's not trying to overthink it. He wants to be aggressive early in the count, you know, try to find a pitch. And then he's battling better as it gets deeper into the count, and he's using the whole part of the field. So I think that's what I mean by a simple approach. You know, I went back and watched, you know, that two home run game he had, you know, a couple weeks ago now. And I'm looking at it and like, yeah, the home runs are impressive. You know, we all like a dinger, right? But his at bat against Zerpa, the lefty, 97 was sink. And if you guys remember, Zerpa's the one that Couser had that check swing on, unfortunately, in the playoffs. Zerpa's a really hard lefty to pick up. And he takes a fastball off the outside corner. And I'm sitting there going, man, he saw that really well. And then a 97 with sink running middle in, and he just tries to stay on it and shoots a one-hopper hard through the six hole where the shortstop would be playing if he wasn't shifted. And I'm like, man, that to me showed me that he is just trying to make the game simple again. If he lets his natural talents catch up now and that mental side comes, I think everyone is going to be extremely, extremely happy with where Jackson Holliday is going to be, not only by the end of this year, but years to come.
Ryan Ripken joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Tyler O'Neill, Ryan, now there is an injury that's mixed up into that, but he's had three hits in his last 10 games. Just one home run, one extra base hit in those 10 games. He looks like he's in his head at the plate. He looks like he's in his head in the field, that route that he took on that one ball that got all the way to the wall. What is going on with Tyler O'Neill right now?
Yeah, I mean, he seems, you know, a little off. But, you know, to be fair, you know, quite a few of those position players have had their moments, right? It's always hard or frustrating when you feel like you're dealing with an injury. And again, I mentioned earlier, no one cares. They're going to care about how you go out there and play. But as far as from a player, from a mindset, you're sitting there, initially you might overcompensate, you know, so you're trying to protect that area and maybe it changes some other things. And then when you continue to have more failures than you do having the moments that you need to have success and that people are expecting you to be that home run guy, that, you know, that starts to trickle over into everything. So for Tyler, I just first and foremost try to get as healthy as he can and take a deep breath. I think if this offense also can get going more, it can take pressure off from him, because he was the big free agent signing. You know, he was that big offensive bat that everyone's expecting to produce. So if he can just try to take a deep breath, try to take it little by little, I think he can get back to that. But the bigger thing is he's got to be healthy. He's got to be on the field to be able to showcase what he can do.
Do you have any idea or information about what's up with Adley? Because I thought he was injured the second half of last season, but it's continuing. 2.03 batting average, on-base percentage below 300. He's only got 9 extra base hits counting the 4 home runs. It's just, doesn't look like what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I will say last year definitely was, you know, banged up. But I really think it's everything. You know, it's funny. I was had a really long conversation about it this weekend. It's like when you look at guys that get to the big leagues, is it a talent issue that they struggle up there, or is it more of a mental issue, right?
Yep.
Does the talent just go away? And my answer to that is no. The talent doesn't just go away. You have to continue to adapt. You have to continue to battle internally what you have to do. And I think for the longest time, Adley, to start off, he was looked at as being that kind of savior, changing the franchise right back in 2022 when everything was going right there. You know, you could sense that. You know, now that that has gone away, and now that people are seeing what's the progression, that's where the mental side has to come in for Adley. And in some cases, he's had some bad luck, but to be honest, it just hasn't been good enough for him. You know, and I know people are concerned. You know, I always try to give the player the benefit of the doubt, but the thing that I just noticed the more is, can you continue to evolve? And for Adley, the thing that I also wonder too, and we don't know this conversation, but how do you deal with when if contract negotiations and extensions are open and you're worried about the next thing, maybe if it's subconsciously or not? So, the best thing you can do is you just got to continue to work on that side mentally. And here's one more thing. I wanted to get this part out because to everyone here, and this is why I always give props to veterans on the team or around Major League Baseball, is they have taken their lumps and they figured out how to be a big leaguer long term. The Orioles have a lot of guys, and they have some of the most talent around the majors as far as young talent, right? They do. I think we can all agree on that. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the big leagues, no one cares if you are a number one overall pick, a top prospect, whatever it may be. They're going to try to expose you each and every night, and they're going to try to wear you down mentally. So that's for this next thing for Adley and a lot of these guys. Can you mentally keep adapting? If you can, this Orioles roster, they're going to continue to blossom. If they're not, you're going to see guys kind of stuck in the middle, and there's going to be a lot more questions than answers.
There he is, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, tell us all about the podcast, man.
Yeah, Ryan Ripken Show. Do things live every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Bunch of interviews. Just sat down with Craig Biggio, Hall of Famer with the Astros. And then, yeah, I'm ripping it with Ryan every Friday night there on the phone.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Ryan. Appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right, 410-583-1057 is the number. We get stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 8:15. But on the other side in baseball, another one bites the dust. Who? We'll let you know up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.